Richard's real toe.
Well, if you can appreciate, my action station at the time, I was at the front of the bridge where the phones was. And when the shell come in, he come in more or less behind us. As I've said before, he killed a captain. The captain died from wounds. Jimmy was wounded. The bunting tassel died. And the others, but say the ASDI cabinet that was more or less, he was killed in there, and the warehouse as well, you know, like the warehouse. And so that was where Shiner, my mate, he was in the warehouse, not in his action stations, as ASDICs, because you don't need ASDICs, as he was doing up the river, as I said. I changed mine, and so I went on the bridge, and he went wheelhouse, and he was killed hit in the wheelhouse. Now I was wounded. Well, again the shell come in, it hit me in the back. I took a big hole. But that was more or less that part of the action was. Continued, like you got realizing different things was happening all the time. So just like I went down below, shell come inboard, bang! I got blown up, bang! Broke my shoulder blade. Go down towards the centre, shell come inboard, hit you in the leg. It's a series of things that happen. I was waiting to go ashore. I never got ashore, but I did later on when they moved farther up the river to move us.
And the third time you were hit in the legs, you said?
Yeah, just shrapnel pieces. Just pieces there, pieces there. And then it was just like just a little bits, if you follow me, a little shrapnel bits.
So the worst injury was the first one?
Oh, yeah. I've got a piece of shrapnel that's in the chest. It's still there. That was 51 years ago.
So they didn't risk operating to get...
No, not at the time. But since then, I've had offers for them to take it out at the local hospitals when I've had an X-ray. And I've said, fetch the friends, as a matter of fact, come and have a look at this. When I've had an X-ray, doctor this or doctor that. No. Cool. Now, we'll have that out. No, you bloody won't. It'll stay there. It's been in long enough. It stops there. So that's more or less why I've still got that.
Were you in any of the celebrations after the Amethyst escaped?
We came to London, we sent for, and we went down to Plymouth. And went from the march from the ship or to Guildhall. We went to the Guildhall show. Then we again was home, and I was invited to the one in London, the one they had at I can't think of it. Town Hall in London. Anyway, we was invited to that one, and sent a train ticket and things. So I went down to that one, and. Then I was just ordinary, just went back as, what can I say, how far did I get? Well, I was then sent to, when they thought I was well enough, I was sent to light duty, and I went to a place in Plymouth, which was a trainee for signalman as ship's company, which is very, very easy. You got up, you done nothing, you went to bed, things like that, till I got round to doing full duties. And as soon as I got to full duties, it transferred me to subs.
Were you in any more actions in the rest of your service?
No, I went into subs then. I'd done 3 or 4 years in subs. And they said I was deemed fit. So to be in subs, you had to be. And when I came out the Navy, they didn't give me a pension because I'd been in the subs. And they say I was too fit to have a pension.
How did your lungs stand up to being in a submarine?
They stood up. I'm a bit short of breath at the moment, as you noticed. But, let's see. I'm short of breath.
What do you feel now about the Amethyst incident?
I feel that, everything that was done could have been done. The ships had tried to, like the consort. They tried to get to us, and they couldn't. Dirty Duck, they couldn't.
What do you feel about the Chinese and the people who opened fire?
Well, they got a, as I say, they got a sitting duck, hadn't they? Oh, look, we can shoot at him, they can't shoot back. But they did shoot back when the big one come up, like, and things like that. I don't think they got away with as large as I thought they was going to get. But I still wear my tattoo.
What does the tattoo say?
Chinese Star and Cross Swords. Would you believe?
How do you feel now about having served in the Royal Navy?
Oh, I enjoyed it.
I think you were in Hasler Hospital, weren't you, when you got back from the Far East. So how did you get back from Hasler to home in Birmingham?
Well, when they spent about a week or something in Hasler Hospital, which was, because I was more or less still seriously ill, really, because they had to deflate my lungs and things. But somebody, I'm trying to think of a name, but it was sent, what do they call it?
An ominous
person paid for an ambulance to go to Hasler to pick me up and bring me all the way back to Birmingham. So that was something that I've never thanked anybody for because I didn't know who to thank.
Have you any idea who might have done that?
I've got an idea. But I'm afraid that the person who would have done it, I'm afraid, died quite a while ago. But as I say...
Do you think it was a civilian or somebody in the service?
It was a civilian. He was a civilian. I got an idea. Do you want me to say a name?
Yes, why not?
Why not? Well, I got an idea. It was somebody, what they call Pop Nichols. It was a character that lived... Round like I was in Wilton Street in Lowe's House, and he was a person that lived in Wheeler Street, and he used the same pub as me dad and everybody sort of style. He was a local, like say, character, you might as well say. And I got an idea that he come from there.
Did this chap have a lot of money?
Well, I wouldn't say he got a lot of money, but it wasn't a well-known fact that, you know, if you know what I mean, he wasn't like a big manners butcher, a big order grocer or anything. I reckon, I still say he could have been Pop Nichols, and he didn't want to be known.